Okay, this is activation number 11. Okay, we're going to continue work with the pituitary gland and the medulla oblongata at the base of the skull. All right, let's take a deep breath and really come into the present moment. Really deep breath into the belly. Bring all of your attention and awareness to your body. Past, present, and future. Breathe in this now moment. Feel I am here. I am now. I am. I am aware of my body, but I'm not of it. I walk upon the earth, but I am not of it. Exhale. Let go of all distractions, subtle and profound. Make sure you disconnect all cords, except if you have young children. All right, let's quickly clear our field with the violet light. Opening up all the chakra points. All right, we're going to invoke the four pillars of light. Now, you're going to envision yourself in the center of a pyramid of light. It could be three-sided or four-sided. You may imagine, if you wish, that you are in Egypt, at Abydos or the Great Pyramid or even the Sphinx, or on some other planet like Venus or the Pleiades or Arcturus or Aldebaran, Andromeda, Cassiopeia, Sirius B. Now, begin to embody on that other level the essence of the pyramid, the geometric power, if you will, of that pyramid, which is another aspect of you on another dimension. Right? Allow your body, your physical body, to begin to acclimate to this pyramidal energy. Now, symbolically at the apex, you're going to activate the apex of the pyramid. That's going to allow your different light bodies to receive directly from source, the solar energies, for the clearing and activation of the base of your skull and your pituitary and pineal gland. Now, bring awareness into the belly, deep breath. Release all unconscious anxiety in the solar plexus. And breathe into the heart. Release any remaining sadness, and sense of loss. Breathe into the throat. Now imagine, this is an archetypal level. Imagine that you have a restriction around your throat. This is symbolic. Let it appear. Now ask your body, you as a soul being, ask your body if it's ready to release this restriction around your throat, which is symbolic of your expression in this world. It is a representation of your creativity being expressed in the world. It represents the truth that you express in the world. So ask your body if it's ready to release once and for all this restriction and this doubt. And if it's ready, creatively release this restriction. And the pain that goes with it, the emotional pain. The pain of not being able to express yourself to your parents, to your spouse, to your ex, to your kids, to your parents, to your guides, to God, to the earth. It represents this restriction. The pain of remaining silent with your suffering. Ask the body if it's ready to release this restriction. It's basically suffering in silence, not wanting to tell anybody of your pain, your anguish, your agony. Your hurt, your frustration, and your anger. Now that's going to relate to the base of the skull. I want you to bring your awareness to the base of your skull, and I want you to sense and feel where you have been blocking that area from talking to God. I want you to tune in to see if you're carrying any subtle levels of fear of talking to God, with God, hearing God's voice in your life, acting upon what you hear, even in the past being told, do not trust the light. I want you to feel your ancestors there as an influence, the base of your skull, your family members and your ancient ancestors with their superstitions and their phobias, meaning irrational fears. And then how that has affected the shutdown of your pineal and pituitary, your third eye, which then has influenced your heart chakra, which in turn has influenced your power center, your belly, which has influenced your ability to stay grounded, your base chakra, and your feet. Now bring awareness up to your third eye. And again, use your feeling sense. Feel for any hardness or rigidity around your third eye, calcification. Feel into it. Where have you created the blocks to yourself and going direct? going direct with your ability to perceive directly the truth, the light, the power. Remember, go back in your memory and remember, maybe as a really young person, any experiences of the light that made you afraid. Where did you shut down because of somebody else's fear? Your clairvoyance, your ability to see directly. And then feel what that did to your throat. Feel now the constriction in your throat. And the difficulty in swallowing, symbolically swallowing. And then the pressure in the heart. Okay, now back away symbolically. Move into the observer realm, the voyager realm. And you're going to scan your body, not only your physical body, but your etheric body. Your emotions, your thoughts, and then your causal body. Step away back far enough to see the relationship of all that together. And see how those restrictions have affected your ability to stay grounded. To stay present. To stay aware. Now, feel into your belly. Scan your belly, your whole solar plexus area. You're going to see where in your solar plexus, the energies may be a little bit erratic right now, being triggered on a deep subconscious level. You're looking for energies that are erratic and a bit discombobulated and irregular and spiky. If you will. Right. Now, as you're ready, breathe in the solution to all of this. Breathe in the solution from source directly. Just breathe it into the body. Breathe into all areas of your body now, from head to toe. I am the resurrection and the life. Don't have to figure it out. Choose to simply release it. And then begin to anchor into your field, you, the real you, from the causal planes, from the oneness. As you decide to end suffering, especially the silent suffering, as you choose to release it back into the light, you begin to embody the essence of who you are. Okay, now, one who represents divine creation, one who represents divine creation, call forth that presence to be right in front of you. And you're going to have a conversation telepathically with this being that represents the oneness, that represents the creative power of all of creation. And as you are ready, and as you are willing to go direct within all things, ask this being to show you in a way that you can grok it, how to stay connected and direct. Feel that in your body. What does that feel like? Feel it. Breathe. Now fill up the base of your skull with pure Christ-like golden light. And feel and see and know a channel, a direct channel from that part of your body directly to source. Your source, your divine source, unimpeded, completely clear channel that is always protected, that always remains strong and clear. Now, that's going to align with your whole spinal column. All right, now bring awareness into the directly into the exact center of your brain, into that membrane, the crystal palace in the center of your brain, as a golden fluid of light. And that fluid's now going to trickle down the spine in little droplets of golden light, gently dropping down towards the base of your spine and collecting in your sacrum into your original 8 cells. And as you allow these droplets to descend through and around the spine, it's purifying the channels, your divine masculine and feminine channels. It's cleansing and purifying the central channel for the rising of the life force. And as it settles at the base of your spine, that energy is being blessed by the earth, by Pele, by the fire. Now take three deep breaths, and on each exhale of these three breaths, you're going to release all remaining doubts. Doubts about everything you've ever had about your life and about reality. All the doubts that are not true, but you believed or questioned. So essentially, you're releasing the illusion. Two more deep breaths. Now I want you to feel you're standing in the light. As if in the rising of the phoenix. The phoenix bird emerging from the fire and the ashes of the purification of the illusions of your personal suffering. You are rising above the illusion now. You're becoming free. Free to to not have to believe in anything anymore, but just to know now, to move into this place of just knowing, beyond belief, beyond dogma, beyond concepts, move into that place of knowing that knows no words. Move to that place of pure awareness. Now let your body become full of light. When thine eye is single, thy body is full of light. Keep that single vision. Now, create the pathway in your brain and in your heart to always go within for the answers, to always go within and to not give away your power anymore to anybody, anything, any idea, concept, principle that you're now choosing to rely on your own cosmic understanding of self in relationship to all that is. All right, bringing that bubble of light around your body. You're going to creatively sew the ends of that bubble of light to your feet so that it never detaches from your feet or wrap it around your ankles. Wherever you go, this bubble of light, beautiful light, goes with you. This is your halo. All right, call forth your inner child. Ask your inner child to completely absorb, if you will, this activation. Whatever parts of you as the little one that is not fulfilled, tell that part of you to now receive the grace and the blessings. It is now time to completely heal and move into the present moment and merge with the rest of you. Now breathe into the fullness of who you are as you return to this room and your body. Planet Earth, Big Island, Hawaii. In the year 2019. All right, awakening to more awareness, more joy, more light. And inspiration, more passion, more aliveness, more peace and joy. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing your body to adjust. Remember to drink water. Hydrating the cells. gently stretching your legs and your arms, perhaps yawning, blinking your eyelids. Feel your whole body. Be in the now.